I speak to you in the name of God, Creator, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Even when the sun shines, November is a solemn month. The geese noisily gather and then leave us alone with the silence. The trees lose their colorful beauty and the leaves fall away to become mulch. The canal is drained of water, signaling the coming freeze. We remember those saints whose way of life points us towards God. We remember those souls whom we have loved and see no longer. We remember those who fought and died for our freedom. Vulnerability, loss, and emptiness seem close at hand, both physically and emotionally. So November is a very good time to hold close the words of Revelation. See, the home of God is among mortals. He will dwell with them. They will be his peoples, and God himself will be with them. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more, for the first things have passed away. Sometimes in our vulnerability, loss, and emptiness, these words are very hard to hear, let alone trust or believe. Lord, if is more likely to come to our lips, just as it did for Mary when she saw Jesus. Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Or, perhaps like Martha, we focus on the stench, the ugly part of what we are left with. And rolling away the stone is risky because it may expose us to something even more unpleasant. Or perhaps we do not want to be unbound and freed, as we have become accustomed to living a small life with little room for miracles. This is exactly when God tends to step in. Not with fanfare or grandeur, but with tenderness and compassion. Jesus, in seeing Mary and the whole community weeping, and then again as he approaches the tomb, is greatly disturbed in spirit and deeply moved. He weeps. God among us, at home with us, recognizing our vulnerability, feeling our emptiness, sharing our loss, because it is also God's loss. Jesus weeps for death itself, for even he cannot take that experience away from us. Resurrection will come, but first, death still has to happen. We all know this deep in our souls, but we definitely don't want to think about it. For in the honking of geese returning in the spring, the honking of geese returning in the spring would not bring us joy if they never left. The first blush of vibrant green on the trees would not be appreciated if the leaves did not fall. The excitement of fresh water steadily rising would not be experienced if the water does not be drained. All things must truly come to an end before they can wholly be made new. But in the meantime, we can be jolted out of Lord if moments by sudden joy. We can stop focusing on the ugliness when beauty surprises us. And we can move obstacles and experience miracles when we are open to receiving help. In these moments, we can recognize a constancy. God is here and has also been in the beginning and will be in the end, the same yesterday, today, and forever. The answer to both questions of where are we from and where are we headed is the same: to God. God is here with us now. And no matter what situation we are in, what feelings we have, whether or not we believe, God is here. And on this All Saints Sunday, those who have walked the path of faith before us bear witness to us. Sam Wells, the vicar of St. Martin in the Fields, London, has a wonderful way of describing the saints. A saint is always at the periphery of a story that is really about God. A saint may not be strong, brave, clever, or opportunistic, but a saint is faithful. A saint's story does not presuppose scarcity and does not require the perpetuation of violence. A martyr faces death by not going to battle. A saint expects to fail because the saint knows there is a crack in everything. That's how the light gets in. Saints are never alone as they learn to depend on God and on the community of faith. So this morning, when you come to the altar rail, or perhaps following the service, look at the saints in the reredos, the saints arrayed before us. Over the past months, we have been hearing very human story about each one of them. Stories of them eating together, trying to stay awake, following Jesus, telling the good news, healing and caring for those that they meet along the way. Stories of their doubt and fear, their childishness and impatience, their illusions of grandeur and their competitive spats. Pretty normal humans. And yet their lives constantly point us towards God, causing us to recognize them to this day as saints. And look at Jesus, arms outstretched, inviting us to come with our vulnerability, loss, and emptiness, to come in our joy, beauty, and openness, to come simply as we are in this moment, so that we may be held in a love so strong, so deep, so unconditional, that it unbinds us and sets us free, encourages us to live lives that point others towards God. May the saints of our faith encourage us in this solemn month. May we know that God is here among us. And may joy, beauty, and openness beckon us ever forward. Amen.